I have in my hand a yellow flyer that says, attention, effective January 1st, 2017, a roadway maintenance fee will appear on your bill. Now, I don't live in College Station, so I'm guessing this may have been sent in the mail, maybe utility bills to folks.
The residents of College Station have received an insert in their utility bill making everyone aware of a roadway maintenance fee that will become effective in January of next year. The fee is a monthly fee that will be added to residents' utility bill. The fee for single-family homes is $7.78 per month. The fee for multifamily dwelling units is $6.10 per month. And the fee for non-residential properties will range from $1,723 to $250 per month.
The flyer gives some information for those who weren't aware why this fee is being implemented, and for those who have missed the flyer and have missed the blog that you've posted on the city website, if you can review the chronology of how this came to be.
Back in 2016, the city conducted a citizen survey in which residents noted that street and road maintenance was a top priority in the city of College Station, but was not meeting service level demands. And so council saw this issue and realized that it was something that we need to address. And during the budget process, they decided to look at a roadway maintenance fee. They have since decided to implement the roadway maintenance fee, in which the dollars collected will go to a fund that can strictly be utilized for road maintenance.
Since the fires went out, what, if any, feedback has the city or even you directly received about this?
Thus far, calls that we've received have really been more for information purposes. And so the city has recently published a blog that will help those residents to understand what the fee is, what the revenues will be going toward, and what peer non-residential entities can expect.
And the charge is anywhere from $6.10 a month for a resident living in a multifamily unit, which I guess would be easily translated as an apartment, perhaps, or does that even go down to duplexes as well?
Yes, it does.
And then there's five different tiers of what's called non-residential properties, and that charge is anywhere from $17.23 up to $250, if you can speak a little bit to how the five different tiers were determined.
For non-residential businesses, the fee will be one of five tiers, and a business is placed into each tier based on the vehicle miles generated by their business. There are two factors that will determine what the vehicle miles generated per day for each business are, and those factors are the land use in which that business operates and the size, square footage of the business.
And referring to that, I'm looking at the blog post that you composed, and you had to come up with where to place 65 different land uses into five tiers. And how did you go about doing that?
We have 65 of those have been determined by the Institute of Traffic Engineers, and each land use is given a vehicle miles traveled per day average. And looking at that average as well as the square footage, each business fits into one of those tiers.
The flyer also gives customers an opportunity to appeal. And if you want to go through what those circumstances are, if somebody would want to consider that.
Yes, the roadway maintenance fee does have an appeals process in which a person could appeal for one of the following reasons. They could appeal because the fee is assessed on exempt property, and those properties are school district properties or Texas A&M properties. A person could also appeal if the fee is duplicated on multiple accounts, if the fee is assessed on property outside the city limits and placed in an incorrect land use tier, or if the fee is assessed on a property not affiliated with the utility customer. The best way to file an appeal will be online at cstx.gov, in which you can fill out a form and submit it there.
And if someone has a question or a concern that's not addressed either in the flyer or on the blog post, how can they go about reaching y'all?
For anyone that has questions on the roadway maintenance fee, I invite them to reach out to me at the city manager's office, and I can be reached at 979-764-3423, or you can send me an email at anettles@cstx.gov.
Have I missed anything?
For the roadway maintenance fee, all of the revenue that the city generates will be placed in a dedicated fund that will be used solely for roadway maintenance. Annually, the city will be producing a report that will outline the projects and streets that have been addressed through the roadway maintenance fee so that citizens can see exactly where the fee has gone.
And is that something where residents can also get involved in talking to their city council members about where they'd like to see the money spent?
Absolutely. We are working with a consultant to help prioritize the condition, the roadway conditions, and what streets we need to focus on. But we appreciate any input as well.